This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the Wendy's Big Show, AM 1250, 105.7 FM. The Fan, Tim Allen, and Gary Ellerson. As we're talking some baseball, and in just a few minutes, switch gears. Are the New York Knicks and Jason Kidd trying to do something backhanded? I wonder. So stick around for that conversation. Awaiting the arrival here of Craig Kishon of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Continue our baseball conversation. Adam McAlvey just tweeting out just a short time ago that Brewers players and staff eligible to return starting Wednesday of next week for intake evaluations. And that is an entire protocol in itself to make sure you're tested and they take your temperature. And if there's any issues, then there's a protocol for that, and then there's a secondary phase and a phase, and there's tier groups in this MLB plan, the safety protocol plan, essential employees. Gary, the travel portion of their plan is absolutely amazing.
Yes.
And that part of it, you are to be in your hotel rooms. You're not allowed to go to the restaurants in the hotel or around the hotel without approval. Only direct family members eligible to enter your room. Now, that part of it, you know guys that age, Gary.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how they're going to do this, Timmy. There's going to be girls. That's what you're alluding to.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah, there's going to be girls. I don't know what they're thinking about. I mean, yeah.
It's tough. It really is. All right, let's hit the Great Midwest Bank Hotline and welcome in from Fox Sports Wisconsin. It is Craig Kishon, our friend. And, Craig, baseball is back. Where were you when you got there? Now, you probably realized that it was going to come back at some point, but that feeling when they finally announced that this is actually going to happen for you.
Man, I tell you what, I was waiting over a month ago, so pins and needles for, you know, that whole time of back and forth and feeling up and down about, you know, what was going to happen and not happen potentially and stuff. But this is great. You know, I mean, we've, you know, between the NBA and Major League Baseball, the two teams we cover, you know, not having anything on our docket since, you know, March 11th or 12th, whatever it was, has been just absolutely crazy. It doesn't seem real even to this moment that I'm talking to you that we had this lull and we still have a month to go yet here. But, you know, I'm excited. It's going to be very different. But, you know, we all need to have sports back, that's for sure.
Craig, I don't know if you guys have been in meetings yet, but just interested to know, what does that look like for you guys, for you doing your job? Are you guys traveling? Where do you stay? Have you guys worked that out yet? What does that look like?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Gary. We're still working out a lot of details because this has thrown, you know, technically the whole broadcasting scheme of things pretty much out the window. You know, right now we're not going to travel with the team on the road. So, you know, from a broadcast standpoint, we're going to be either at Miller Park or at our Fox Sports Wisconsin studios calling the game on, you know, what kind of isolation video we can get from the road ballpark. But so that's different. There's for the most part, there's going to be, you know, one production from each location doing games for the most part. And that's going to be very different for us on a shared capacity. And then, you know, as far as home game goes, we're used to being in our perch in right field at our stage set out there, and we're not going to be allowed inside the stadium. Only the essential part of the broadcast crew is going to be. So we're going to be in the studio, and we actually may be in the ballpark when the team is on the road to help create some space to give everybody their, you know, their working capacity. So, you know, I think beyond that, though, the big thing is, you know, how much we're going to be on the air. You know, is our show's going to expand from 30 to 60 minutes? You know, to me, that'd be great. I think our viewers would like that, especially if the team is doing well and the Bucks are go deep into their playoff run and hopefully for a championship. I mean, we still plan on covering all of this. So it's going to be different from how we appear on the air a little bit and not having hands-on to the guys at the ballpark. That's going to be very different for us and very disappointing, by the way, because that's, to me, what made covering baseball so special is hanging out with those guys. So that's kind of where we sit right now.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Craig, and I feel bad for the announcers, both TV and radio. And I understand Bob Uecker is going to be back doing 30 home games, the 30 regular season home games at Miller Park, which is cool. And I can only attest to the what, five games that I've been a color analyst during a baseball game. At one game was Oakland, Milwaukee at a Cactus League game on the A's broadcast. And so, the feel of being there as part of that broadcast, I don't know how that's going to kind of translate for you guys if you have to do it by monitor. It would almost be like a tryout, because I understand that that's how some of you guys try out for these play-by-play jobs, just watching a game together and doing your thing. That's the challenge here. Not only the excitement level of no fans there, but the excitement level of the broadcaster, that's going to test you guys.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I mean, for me personally, my entire career, I have not one time ever called a game without being on site. And obviously my duties for covering the Bucks and Brewers are primarily, show hosting and whatnot. And I've been in the studio plenty of times, but there's nothing like being in the ballpark. There just isn't. There's nothing like catching, you know, glimpses of things that, you know, the camera didn't, and you can still explain to, you know, your audience and whatnot and what might be happening in the dugout or over on the Bucks sideline. So it's going to be very different. It's going to be something to get used to. I think, it's going to provide us, you know, perhaps a few extra things that we've never done before, because right now, to me, it's all in. Whoever has a creative idea, let's give it a try, because why not at this point? This could also change, you know, what we do in the future with our broadcast as well. So I don't think you can sit back on your heels and complain or anything. I mean, we're covering sports, and that's the bottom line here right now. And hopefully we're going to have, you know, a big audience along the way too. That's going to be the other thing. You know, there's not going to be 40,000 people in the stands. So there might be an extra, 40,000 households watching us. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm sure viewership will increase. Let's talk a little bit about baseball. Well, obviously 60 games. Do you think this helps or hurts the Milwaukee Brewers with 60 games?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think it helps them a little bit, because as much as I'm sure we've all seen the numbers over the last few days, from articles and analysis on TV baseball shows, who cares what the first 60 games looks like for a team? Right now, this is the last 60 games.
Yep.
And the way that, the way the Brewers organization, especially since David Stearns has taken over, has gone about their game plan and laid out a blueprint for August and September, I will take that game plan and blueprint and the people who put it in place and execute it any day of the week. So this certainly, in my opinion, is not going to hurt them. That's for sure. I think they, you know, I think they have a leg up on, you know, a lot of other teams who may have been hesitant to do things the way they do with their roster and take some chances. So I like it.
It is Craig Kishon, Fox Sports Wisconsin, our guest here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline on the Wendy's Big Show. Craig, on that same note, 30 is the roster size once the bell rings on July 24th. That definitely helps the Brewers. There's been some talk on MLB Network about which type of team this favors a little bit more. And as you said, it favors the Brewers in your mind a little bit, and I couldn't agree more. With regards to starting pitching, two different perspectives. One would be, well, you can have a guy go just three or four innings, and that can save wear and tear, and then he can do this, that, and the other thing with him. Well, the other sentiment is, if there's only 60 games and a Brandon Woodruff is dealing, then that game is so valuable in a pennant race, I think you got to leave him with the baseball, don't you?
Well, I think you and I kind of grew up that way, so it wouldn't break my heart if they stuck with that arm, that's for sure. That's going to be something they're going to have to think about. I think the other you know, viewpoint on that too, Tim and Gary, is do you use a pitcher every 4 days instead of every five now if he's your ace? Do you risk, you know, a potential injury there? I personally am not sure that that's the best case scenario, but I know that's been tossed out there too. But I know you like your guys to go deep in games, but to me, if a pitcher's in for three innings and your team's ahead for the, you know, during that duration, and they win the game, hey, give them the win. Let's just make all these rules a whole lot different now, right now.
Craig, also, Ryan Braun came out, well, I guess, with a little statement yesterday, and I guess there was some talking of retiring maybe after this year, and then I think maybe may have him change his mind to stay maybe that extra year here in Milwaukee.
Well, yeah, I really do. I think, you know, look, if he's successful as the DH here for this 60 games and hopefully a playoff run for Milwaukee, I think it would be in their best interest to do that. I'm not going to dive into his contract or deferrals or anything like that. I think publicly we know that he has a buyout and a mutual agreement type deal, and they're considerably financially apart. But I think, you know, that if he is successful, he'll want to come back and play in that role, especially if they use the DH in the National League in 2021. So I could totally see it. You know, he's a changed man, you know, since his suspension, and it's been for the most part a positive for Milwaukee. And, you know, if you can keep that guy off his feet and just be ready to swing and hit, and, you know, if he's successful in that fashion, you have to explore that idea. And if you're him, you have to be wanting to play at least another year in that role.
You're an intelligent guy, Craig, and I ought to ask you this.
A lot of people would argue with that.
I got to ask you this. With everything you know, both within the industry and just life in general, do you believe there'll be fans at Miller Park this season for a baseball game?
Well, I've been thinking about that, and I'm telling you, if there are going to be fans at college football games and the NFL, I would be very surprised if there weren't fans in baseball stadiums before the end of the year. I'm just not certain how it makes sense not to have some capacity of fans if that's the case, if it's working out. So I wouldn't be surprised at all to see that, for sure.
All right. Well, just final thing. I got to talk nuts and bolts with you a little bit. So, okay, Justin Smoak, there's Jed Jerko, there's Logan Morrison, Avisail Garcia, Navarez as the catcher, Keston here at second. An amazing outfield with Garcia, Kane, and Yelly. And then you have Braun, the DH. And like I said, positionally, I love it. The rotation, okay. Now, that part of it, Woody's on top, we know that. Lindblom, Hauser, Brett Anderson, Freddie Peralta. You don't sign the guy to not pitch him. People forget they signed Freddie Peralta just a few months ago to a 5-year deal.
Right.
They think highly of Freddie Peralta, and I think he's in that five hole. In regards to the rotation, is the biggest question I get. What do you think this rotation is?
Well, you know, I'm not sure how it's all going to pan out, but I will say this. We know the guys that are available for that, and I think it's going to – here's my prediction on the rotation. I think it is going to change pretty steadily as they go. I think they're going to keep, you know, these guys that you're talking about, and maybe Freddie doesn't start out as a starter right away, but, you know, spot starts or whatever. But I think they're going to utilize this rotation, like we mentioned before, how they've done it down the stretch in the past. And that's how I see it. I don't see, you know, 1 through 5 sticking at all at this point. So I think it's obviously going to be the key. I'm a little bit concerned how, you know, the 4-month layoff for pitchers is going to be once they start trying to ramp up and pitch for real. Nobody's been pitching any batters or anything like that. Nobody's been, you know, pitching in a game situation yet. So it's going to be, to me, that's going to be clearly the biggest test and the biggest hurdle to clear for not only Milwaukee, but I think all the teams right now. I think hitting-wise, those guys would be fine. It's the success of your starting pitchers right now and how many each team has available. And I like the numbers and the potentials the Brewers have in that role.
Yeah, me too. Let's not forget about Brent Suter in there. If Freddie Peralta is going to walk 3 of the first 4 many faces in a start, then we're going to put Brent Suter in there. That's just the way that's going to see. I'm getting all jazzed up already.
That's absolutely right. Because we just don't know. We just don't know who's going to, if somebody gets injured, at least you'd like to think that, you know, they've got some depth there. But I'll tell you this, I don't wish this on anybody, but somebody is probably going to not perform to a level that you need to in only a 60-game season, and that person probably won't be in there for too long or get too many opportunities. So, you know, that's the other magic that this team has done, you know, over the last, you know, month, 45 days of a regular season too. You know, if you're not performing, you're not in. We've got somebody else to do it. So it's a big team composite effort at this point, and you know, it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah,
sure.
Someone's been hanging out with Craig Counsell. Expect surprises, both good and bad, right, Craig?
Well, let's face it. You know, Ned Yost can dodge a lot of questions when he was with us, but I pretty much believe a lot of the things he said.
Yeah, me too, no doubt. Craig, we appreciate the time.
Yeah, good luck, Craig, in the new adventure here. We can't wait to see you guys get going again, though.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate the time to be on your show, and love to do it again soon.
You got it. There he is, Craig Kishon, Fox Sports Wisconsin. He joined us right here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Gary, one more thing, just on the baseball side of things. I mean, we'd never really discuss it. Maybe we'll get to it later on in the show. But some of the players are going to decide not to show up. And we're going to find that out here in the next week or so. And that's okay, and I respect that. So just kind of buckle in for that.
What would your question be here?
I would just wonder if guys that are kind of set in their ways in terms of financially and in terms of family, if they've made their money and just don't think, because this is spelled out in the proposal that's been agreed upon on the return to play. And that is, if you're not a compromised individual player, you can choose not to show up if you want. However, you don't get paid and you don't get the service time. Well, with veterans, they may decide, so be it. That's okay. I'll take 60 games off and then go back at it next year. So I just wonder if, are there any Brewers that are, you know, maybe going to not decide not to show up and just, you know, with all due respect, just say, hey, you know, it's my livelihood and my family, and that's more important than 60 games.
Well, let's hit that after the break.
Yeah, and then
I give you my thoughts on that.
Okay, very good. And then we will talk about Jason Kidd and the New York Knicks maybe wanting to try to steal something from Milwaukee. We'll get to all that coming up. AM 1250, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.